Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson, podcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. And the past couple shows, we've heard a lot of solutions here, a lot of people arguing and talking about how we're going to solve the problems of the world here on this radio show. And it's been very interesting, actually. We've had the People's Revolution. We've had Mandelicon come on here for quite some time. Love and let live. And, you know, we're all going to love and let live and one love and the Ethiopian Empire. And we're going to have a total recall. And we're going to remember what we forgot. And I'm sure he'll be on here very soon, Mr. Mandelicon. And then we had John Stein on here also, which he promoted a utopia. You know, our neighbors are going to take care of us. You know, our neighbors are going to come over here and feed me. Where's my neighbor? Hang on. Hang on, folks. Let me look up my neighbor. Hey. Hello. Can you cook me dinner tonight? Yeah, where's my neighbor? No, my neighbors are not going to come over and take care of me. No, my neighbors are not going to protect me. Okay, that's not going to happen. It's human nature. The fact of the matter is, if we don't have any type of a recompense or any type of acknowledgement of a higher power that supersedes over us as man or woman out there, then we think we outsmart our creator, and we are created by something. We didn't come from a fish. We didn't come from a monkey. We didn't evolve on the beaches and shores of America We didn't evolve from the shores around the world and the new map of the world, like Mandela Khan likes to say. There's no east, west, north, south, or whatever the hell he wants to talk about. But today, we are here today, and we are understanding the times in which we live in today, and we are in America, and we have the Constitution, which has been dormant for quite some time. I've been trying to explain this to people. There is only one way to restore our republic lawfully. And yes, that means we need a police force. That means we need a government, because we're not going to all live happily ever after, and nobody's going to provide for us. Nobody's going to create, build a car or provide electricity free of charge for their next-door neighbor. Okay? It's not going to happen. But maybe you people out there may disagree with me. Maybe John may disagree with me. But when I asked him about what happens when a man cheats on his wife, he said on the last show, that's a personal issue. You can't get involved in that. No, no, it's not really a personal issue, because if I'm married to a woman and she cheats on me and I decide to go over and kill that guy who cheated on my wife with my wife who I was with or whatever have you because of human characteristics, it's not a personal issue. There has to be some sort of law. There has to be some sort of guidance. There has to be some way to live. And the people on the last show could not answer that. They could not answer that. We have to have some sort of governmental system, a system of government that we don't agree with today, but have to have something that supersedes what we have today. And that's what I'm trying to do here on this show, is trying to bring new ideas. And nobody's brought these new ideas to the platform here. Nobody's done it. They've talked about this utopia. We're all going to let live in one love. One love and let live. The people's revolution. All we need is 11 million people, and we're all going to come together. Yeah, okay. Tell that to the Russians. Tell that to the Chinese. Tell that to the Mormons. Tell that to the Muslims. Tell that to the Christians, Moors, or whatever you want to tell. It's not going to work. All right? And people think we're crazy for talking about this, but this is how crazy our society really is. Our society is nuts. It's not working, the system we have today. That's clear? And the fundamental values that we have and we think we have today does not work. People are unhappy, obviously, by listening to this radio program and listening to other blog talk radio shows and listening to other people out there in the media. But we're going to bring on, again, callers here, and I did get some requests here to call Tony Gaga's show. We know Tony Gaga, what he's all about. Tony Gaga. Oh, God. Bunch of nonsense. Hang on here. I had the number here. I don't know what I did with it. Oh, where's Tony Gaga's number? I had it here with me. I was rambling on. Send that to me again, Jessica, the Tony Gaga show number, and I'll call Tony Gaga, but I'm not going to wait on hold, so he needs to make sure he takes my call, and the phone number will be 657-383-0616. But let me open up the phone lines here tonight. Let's talk to John again and then Mandela Khan. Let's bring these two back on, and let's talk about how we're going to solve the problems of the world here tonight on Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today. Go ahead, John. You're first. Uninterrupted. Go ahead.
Really uninterrupted? Can you hear me?
You're uninterrupted. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, you talked about the marriage incident. Do no harm. One law is all we need. If he goes and kills a third party, that's doing harm. When you say, even if he kills his wife, that's doing harm. Okay? So there is a law. We do go by law. But law that protects us, not laws that enslave us. Having a military police force on this continent, okay, is against the Constitution for a reason. Okay? That's all we have right now is a military police force. That's all a police force is. I, for one, have the IQ, have the intelligence to know the difference between right and wrong. And I think everybody else out there does. Okay? And people will do right when given the opportunity. The system in effect today does not give that opportunity. Okay? The problem is the system we're under. You think you need it. Well, okay, maybe you do need it. Maybe if we turned around and we started taking care of ourselves, you would end up in prison within a week because of your personality. But believe me, you would end up in prison if you did harm to others. Okay? That's what would happen. It's not a matter of a police force and a corrupt justice system putting you on the streets so they can fearmonger the public over you so that they can justify a police force to cause tyranny on all the people of this country. Okay? I think that's pretty clear on that, you know? The question was answered. You just got a habit of interrupting it and not listening to the answers. You know, it's very simple. The entire system we're under today is nothing but terrorism. Our government does nothing but terrorize the people, extort the people, enslave the people, okay? And that is not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. And as long as you have a government, it's inherent. They're going to enslave the people. You want the same system in effect. So what is the point of trying to fix something if you're going to say, well, let's put the same thing back on the table and do it again? What is the point of that? Where is your mentality to think, well, we're not happy. Let's take it down and let's put the same thing back up. I'm so smart.
Well, what system are you proposing, John? What system? What is you just analyzed, John? You just pointed out all the character defects of the current system we're in. Tell me, what system do you propose that we should be under? What is your system of government or system of people throughout the United States or globally that you propose? Give me some solutions. Give me a solution, John. The floor is yours. Go ahead. Give me a solution.
Okay. Solution, very simple. We go back to human nature because nobody's acting per their nature now. They act per the system's indoctrination, the system's form of survival, which is kill. The guy, other guy, get on top of the other guy, take from the other guy, abuse the other guy just to get ahead. Because that's the system we're under today. We get rid of the system entirely. We turn it 180 degrees. Everybody, personal accountability. No more police force because people will know not to do wrong. Okay?
But who protects, John? Then who protects me from the crazies out there? Who protects me? No more police force. You just made a key point, John. No more police force. Who protects me against my next-door neighbor who's a whack job who wants to come over and kill me because of just what I've got? Who protects me, John?
Since you're so afraid that everybody wants to kill you, we'll get you a little padded room just for you, so that way you'll never have to fear that again. And don't worry about it. Meals will be brought to you. You'll have your own little toilet. We won't give you any sharp objects.
Well, wait a second, John. Who's going to bring me those meals? Who's going to bring me those meals, John? Because you just said, you know, everything's for free. Why should my next-door neighbor or anyone else in my community bring me any meals? Well, what kind of system are you proposing here? Give me your system of government, John. What type of system are you proposing here?
Okay, let me explain some to you. The system only works if people do their part, okay? If there
yeah,
are
but
people
what
working,
happens when the people don't do their part, John? What happens when the people don't do their
starves.
Part?
Hey, then everybody starves. Either everybody lives like a king and does your little part, or everybody starves. You know, it's kind of
this
simple.
Has been tried before, John. This has been tried
it's
before in human government. Read your
finish.
Bible.
You said no interruption. You said no interruption. Let me finish. It's kind of like the Bible, but in real life. Okay, the Bible promises you if you follow the Bible, you'll go to heaven. If you don't, you go to hell. But this is real life.
Nowhere, I don't know. Nowhere in the Bible does it say if you follow the Bible, you go to heaven. There's nowhere. I don't know where what you're talking about there. But go ahead, carry on, please. I don't know where in the Bible it says if you follow it, you'll go to heaven. It says if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you'll go to heaven. But go ahead, John.
Okay, another irrelevant thought of yours, but that's okay.
That's a fact, John. That's a fact. Nowhere in the Bible does it say if you follow the Bible, you'll go to heaven.
The Bible
nowhere
doesn't
say
follow my teachings of take Jesus Christ as your Savior and you will go to heaven. And if you don't, you go to hell. It doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that, but the Bible
no, it does
says
not.
That.
No, it does
Come
not.
On, dude,
actually, it says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Believe in me and follow me, and you will go to heaven, and you'll be saved. And you have to understand, you're reading the book of the Bible, John. But that's irrelevant, John.
Let me ask you a question.
That's irrelevant.
Look, I'm going to make it
you're real talking about,
for you.
You're
I'm
talking about a human government here.
Wait,
a human
Jesus
government.
Said that to you? Wait. You said Jesus said that to you. So he came to
Jesus
you.
Jesus says in the Bible that
said,
I am the way,
wait,
the truth, and the light. And only way to the Father is through me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. The Bible said that Jesus said. Oh, okay. So it wasn't said by the Bible, was it? Because the Bible said that Jesus said, so all of a sudden the Bible no longer saying it. It's just passing on the message. And wait, where do you read this message? In the Bible. So where does it say it? In the Bible. Look, don't be irrelevant.
It says it actually in Matthew, the book of John. Actually, the book of John says it very clearly. For God gave us sacrifice his only son. John, I can't give you the exact verse right now.
What it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We already know in our hearts that we don't perish. We have everlasting life. We are energy. Those that are not so dumbed
energy.
Down by the Bible.
We're energy. What do you mean by energy, John? What do you mean by energy? I don't understand that.
Our soul. Our spirit. Anyway, there's many different ways to describe it, but it is an energy. We are an energy. These corporeal bodies is just rented for a short time. It is a vacation from our travels through the universe, you might say. Okay? That's all this is. Now, the thing is, it's true. Earth was given to us as a heaven. This was a heaven that was given to us, the earth. This is the only thing that sustains this corporeal body is this planet right here, right now. This is the heaven we were given. Not one in your afterlife. The afterlife, you don't need this. We travel, we keep doing our thing, okay? Or the prior life before you got here, all right? But now, Earth was our heaven. But mankind, through his greed and his necessity to enslave all others, okay, and to oppress others and hurt others, okay, have made it so that we have turned heaven into hell. And thank you that the Bible doesn't explain any of this. They tell you, oh, don't worry about it. Let it turn into hell because as long as you don't do nothing, you'll go to a heaven later. But that's not true. The truth is the heaven is here, and the fact that we're not maintaining this heaven is our fault. Why? Because we're going against nature, because we've been indoctrinated for the last 7,000 years into thinking money is power, money is necessity. The religion is something that you have to worship, which all these things were pushed on us by force. We did not willingly go to them. They were forced on us so long ago that through generations, now it's acceptable. Okay, because the population has been dumbed down.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of.
Joe, God, actually, I'm on my radio show, so I would kind of like you to call in if you have time. But all right, you're starting church. All right, well, we need to get you on there soon because I'm getting attacked here by the atheists and everyone else that says, you know, we're all one big ball of energy and there's no such thing as God and blah, blah, blah. So we need to get into that real soon. Yeah, well, I hope so. So I'll be in touch with you. I'm doing the show right now. I just want to take your call. But, yeah, all right.
You know, Joe, that's one thing I never do is I never look to other people to defend my position. My position is amongst truth, so I don't.
Well, John, and future shows, in the next show here, I'll have several pastors here on the podcast that can explain to you what heaven and hell really is, and what the Bible is, and why the Bible is true. I've done it many times in the past,
okay,
but I feel a need here to bring many.
Let me ask you this question. If after 55 years of living, spending 7, 8, 9, 10, all those years, going to church 3 times a week, okay, researching many different religions in my life, not being able to accept it, What makes you think that I have learned the truth now, that somebody can dumb me down to the point of the population of the world with their religion shit? That
There's no such thing as religion. I don't know where you get religion. Religion is only mentioned 5 times in the Bible. I don't know what you talk about religion, but I'm sure my pastors can answer all your questions in future shows. I'm sure they can. And as a theology student of myself who has studied world religion and has studied cults, religion, I'm not capable, actually, to have this discussion with you right now, but I just spoke to Dr. Peter Ventura and Dr. Lewis and other pastors here who are going to come on to this show. And hopefully, John, you'll be there on this show and you can ask them questions. And they'll be more than happy to explain to you the Bible. Explain to you, human events, human government. Explain to you everything that which will maybe satisfy your questions or your anger towards why you believe that there is no such thing as God and that we just become one ball of energy when we die. So hopefully, I can do that for you as a friend. But John,
I don't have anger. Okay. Disappointed.
John, that you sound like a liberal now. You're taking what I said there literally, and you're analyzing it and saying, I don't have any anger. Blah, 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 blah. That's what a liberal does.
I didn't yell I didn't have any anger. I don't have anger. I'm disappointed in the human race. Allowed themselves to manipulate the point they have.
That's fine, John. And Mandelicon's been on this show, and I've had doctors on here and pastors on here that have proved him wrong, but all he's done is resort to anger, and that's why I brought up the word anger and started yelling at my guests. But I'm going to bring them on again in the future.
But now,
hang on, John.
The fact that they walked on earth, God's actually walked on earth, God's plural, have walked on earth. There was a time when they were holding the technology that other men didn't have. But they were considered gods, okay? They spliced our chromosomes. Yes, mankind came to become because they spliced our chromosomes by design, not by design of a all spiritual God.
Designed by man, John. Designed by man. And then, see, the problem is, John, is what I want to say is this before I get to my next caller here, John, and I'll leave you on the phone line here, is that our failure is to submit to a higher power and recognize that there is something higher and more greater than us. You know, man thinks he's going to outsmart. Hang on, John. I did not interrupt you when you were speaking. But you tend to interrupt me, okay? I did not yield back to you, okay? So hang on a second. There's nowhere where I'm trying to say here that what I'm trying to say basically is that we need to recognize that there is something higher and greater than us as man. And you bring up the Constitution a lot, John, on this podcast. And the Constitution was modeled after the Bible. It was modeled after God. That is a fact. The historical notes, it was modeled after God and believing that there was a creator. John, I did not interrupt you. Let me finish. I did not yield yet to you, John. Okay? I will yield to you in about 2 minutes if you allow me. But yelling over each other, we're not going to get anywhere. All right?
Go ahead. 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I don't need 2 minutes, actually. All I need to know, all I need to say is that the Constitution was modeled after a God and a creator. And you know that because you preach the Bill of Rights, you preach the Constitution, you say we need to restore the Constitution as a fundamental law that we all must obey here in this country here because we have fallen so far away from the Constitution that the Constitution, the original Constitution that you talk about, has been hijacked. And therefore, we have to come to some sort of common ground. Now, John, I yield to you before I take the next caller.
Okay. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights talk about each man's creator, not specifically any gods, because you know what? There is text out there where if you really do research and you educate yourself, they are so old. Religion is what? Your Christianity and your religion, you believe the earth was created, everything was created, for all there is. Okay. But yet there's proof that there was much more long before that. There is evidence, hard, physical evidence, carved in stone. Gods walked the earth with man because they created us. But all they were was another race of beings, okay, more advanced. And they're still on this planet today, and it's proven. There is evidence. They live on this planet. They have a full colonization on this planet. We have nothing to do with them. They have nothing to do with us. Why? Because we are so infantile with our wars and our greed and our way of thinking that we are not a sanctioned race to be able to associate with them. They are way beyond all this. And all we have to do is become like them, which is just a matter of having personal accountability, doing the right thing.
So we have to, John, hang on. As the moderator of this show, I do have the privilege of interrupting sometimes. So therefore, we could become like gods. We could become like God ourselves as human beings, correct? That's what you're saying, because you just said we could become like them, right?
Let me let you answer the question. What is the definition of God?
God says I am. I am. I mean, there is no real definite definition of God. So I cannot answer that question wholeheartedly.
I didn't look in a dictionary or anything, but to my understanding, because I like to understand things, God is creator, creates. Okay? That's what makes God a God. He creates. Okay? He has the power to create. We all have power to create. We all have power to evolve. We all got the same powers as a God. Okay?
Okay. All right, John, as the moderator of this show, we've got many callers on, so I want to give you one more minute to finish your point, and then I want to get on to other callers. So go ahead, John. I just wanted to say that because I want to recognize other callers. Go ahead, John.
Okay, our governments are in contact with other races, okay? This is a lot of whistleblowers on their deathbeds that worked for the government, okay? They were high up there, their deathbeds, they came out and they told their stories. They get shut down. They don't go on mainstream media. These are true facts. These are things that can be proven. There are things carved in stones that talk about prior.
All right, John, I think I've lost you here. John, I may have lost you there. I think your phone cut out on you, but what I want to do now, since I lost John here, hopefully John will come back on here to the podcast. But if not, that's okay. Let's go to 915 and then 912 and then MandelaCon. I see you, MandelaCon. I see you put your hand up here. And we're not going to have arguments and yell over each other. I'm just going to mute people and until people can take a deep breath. And shut up for a second, but you're more than welcome to call in 657-383-0616 and come on to Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today and talk. And I believe we left off the last show with woman versus man, and we know in the end times women will rule over their men, and we see that today, and I'll get into that a little bit and a little bit tangent on that. But what I want to do is bring the next callers on. Let's see here. 915, you're first. 915.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, 915.
Hello. May I ask your question?
Yes, 915, go ahead.
915, go ahead. It doesn't matter. You call me. I ain't call you.
Okay, I did not call. All right. All right. Obviously, what you're trying to do is you're doing nonsense. You know, this is what you get with live radio, folks. 912-912, you're next. 912.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember me or not. Pastor Ken actually calls me Jason, but we was on a podcast together a few days ago or whatever. And I told you I was going to tune into your show, my man. You made a lot of good points. I thought the people on that show were like, I could help them overcome whatever they was going through, but it turns out that they really was trolls, like you said. So I didn't know at the time, you dig what I'm saying? So I wanted to tune into your show and get into this conversation if you would allow me to jump in with you guys.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to. What point of discussion would you like to bring forth here tonight, most importantly to you,
right,
and what concerns
right.
you?
Well, the thing about the last caller, my dude, is I got this thing to deal with non-believers, right? The thing is, my dude, you always ask them, though. You'd be like, okay, do you believe in, you know, good or bad? Do you know right from wrong? When, you know what I'm saying? You ask them these questions, they'd be like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So when they don't believe in God, and this is what I always tell people, my dude, if you don't believe in God, brother, you got to believe in right or wrong, good or bad. Like, every human being has that in nature. Like, we know better when we do stuff, right? So whether you do something bad, there's a temporary feeling that comes over you, though, when you do something bad, whether it lasts for a second or it lasts for years. Same thing when you do something good, there's a temporary feeling that comes over you, though. You dig? So that proves God exists, because that is something outside of our nature that we don't understand, because every human is born with this here. So we got it from somewhere, though. So that's what I would say to the guy that don't believe in God. And when people tell me that there's a certain race or a certain class of people that are gods or whatever they say that's above everybody else, I would say, well, it definitely can't be the black folks, you dig, because they've been the low class in the world for a long time. So clearly they don't have no understanding. So based on their principles, it ain't blacks, it ain't Hispanics, and it ain't anybody else. The only, according to their logic, that it's some kind of human race on earth that is above everybody else, I would say that it's white people, my dude, because white people have a better chance of succeeding in life. So according to their logic, they're actually defeating themselves by saying these things, because white people are the most hated race in the world, right? So what I would say is that, dude, so how is it that white people were able to be so powerful and so supreme, as they put it, you know, white supremacy? They say all these words, right? How are they able to do these things, and the rest of the world, everybody else besides white people, are just suffering? Like, so what is wrong with that, my dude? We got to break this down, brother. Are they saying that white people are smarter and better than them, or are they saying that they're just too damn dumb to figure out exactly what happened? Like, so it confuses me when they say these things, you did, because according to their logic, white people are the supreme that rule everybody else. So I would say, what the hell happened with white people that they were so damn smart to be able to do this, and everybody else is stupid, according to their logic?
Well, white people, well, hang on here. Let's go to the Bible here. Let's go to the birthright of Isaac and Ishmael. Let's go to the seven tribes of Judah. Let's go to where the Bible says very clearly Ham would be a wild man. You know. Let's talk about Japheth dwelling in the tents of Shem. You know, these are all things that could be answered biblically, actually. You know, and, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and they reject God's word. And I'm not trying to put down black people. What I'm trying to say is look at the continent of Africa. Wrong God, right? They're banging on a drum. You know, that they're doing their voodoo worship and they're dancing around doing what they do. And that may sound racist in America, but if you go to Africa, it's the truth. You know, and the continent of Africa itself is a cursed continent. They're cursed. Why?
Right.
Wrong God. You know, let's look at China. Let's look at the people of China. Cursed. Wrong God. Let's look at Japan. Let's look at the Soviet Union. Wrong God. They're cursed. The people are oppressed. And America has been so blessed. Why? Because we blessed the people of Israel, the land of Israel, and the Jewish people. And you have to understand the Bible and understand why in America we're so blessed today.
Right.
Doing what we're falling away because we're rejecting God more and more. And
yes,
I'm going to bring pastors on in the future to explain this more, actually,
I agree
in
with
future
you on
shows.
That. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
But
like,
I want to bring Mandelicon on. Well, I'm going to leave you on the phone line, sir. I'll leave you on the phone line. Let's bring Mandelicon on. I don't know where John went.
That
hopefully
name
John is still there.
Volumes.
Well, I'm right here. And you know I'm right here. You got me muted, don't you?
Okay, all right. I do see you, John, but you did drop off on me because you were talking and you went away. So I didn't know if your phone dropped or if you're having communication problems with the show or not. But let's bring Mandelicon on, Mr. People's Revolution and Class Action 567.
Oh,
he's going
man.
To change the world. Mandelicon is addressing many cases. So let's bring Mandelicon on. He's going to change the world as we know it. Go ahead, Mandelicon. The floor is yours.
Joe Gibson, you're there, right? And I know that you love the Constitution and the Bible, so you will tell the truth. Unhindered, unfettered, how many minutes can I lay the matriarch of Ethiopia and red, black, and green on the table, and there's a plethora of women who wants to speak on this podcast tonight on behalf of my testimony in international public record? How many minutes without you trying to interrogate, vet, or question me on behalf of the media? How many minutes can I get?
Do you need, Mandelicon? Because I don't see the plethora of women on the platform here holding their hands up, pressing the number one. I don't see them.
Where is this plethora of women? Okay. I know, based on my commercial, there is a plethora, a multitude of people who has never spoke after 3 years your and my relationship. I know that, and you know it too. Your board is full, damn near. And they will speak after me. I need 10 minutes unhindered, unfettered.
All right, Mandelicon, I'm at the 53-minute mark right now. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 10 minutes. Go ahead. 10 minutes, that'll bring me to the 43-minute mark. Go ahead. And then I want to see your plethora of women that want to speak. Go ahead, Mandelicon.
We're at the right place at the right time, in the right season, for the right reason. And we are in the People's Court, the producer of understanding the sign of the times we live in today under the Confederate flag is Joe Gibson in North Carolina. And there are others who are listening on behalf of the red, white, and blue with Tyrone Thompson of Talk Real Shitty, Talk Real Solutions. I, the voodoo child, the conquering line of Judah, of the matriarch of Ethiopia, represents live and let live in one love. And to put this into international public record, here's where we are, understanding the sign of the times in which we live in today. Throw everything that you thought, felt, belief, or opinion, throw it in the trash. If you're a Hebrew Israelite, more Muslim or Christian, whatever book was written on how we got free, there's never been a story. And I'm the author of that, you and me, on behalf only on behalf of the matriarch. And I can prove what I'm saying right now, according to the sign of the times in which we're living today. This is supposed to be about the matriarch versus the patriarch. And you've heard a plethora of men who talked about the creator and God. That is the co-producer. None of the men under the Masonic order of the patriarch can understand the times we live today because they forgot the creator, the producer, goddess. That's Mother Universe, Mother Universe, Mother Uterus, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature and Mother Africa. The producer of all commodities that make the world go round. Without the continent of Africa, which today we can't say the United States of Africa, but we will with the red, black, and green and gold, just like we say the United States of America under the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue. Here's the testimony in international public record in this People's Court. This is quarters. according to 365 days a year. You have the winter, the spring, and the summer. That keeps this country under capitalism based on imperialism, the World Bank, the IMF, and the Federal Reserve. It keeps this country in the red, the red. But the last quarter, October, November, and December, it puts this country in the black. That's capitalism based on imperialism, white businesses or black businesses. The red is winter, spring, and summer. The fall, October, November, December, and there's a plethora of people who never spoke, but I'm going to help you remember what you forgot or what you don't want to recognize. When you look at holidays, H-O-L-L-E-R, from October, November, December, most people are stunting and fronting, male or female, black, brown, red, yellow, white, old, young, gay, straight alike. In a few days, you will have mischief and mayhem, chaos, confusion, putting your costumes on under holidays of white power. Holidays. But we, the working people, are holler, H-O-L-L-E-R days because of Hollywood and trick or treat. So you can't have mischief night and be good when you celebrating holidays that do not exist. This is some made-up stuff. And a few days after that, you will be stunting and fronting with no freedom, justice, and independence. And you will have your drumstick in your hand, and you will have cranberry sauce running out of your ass talking about a Thanksgiving feast when no one has freedom, justice, and total independence, stunting and fronting. A few days after that, you will be barricading and stampeding, killing yourselves under this Black Friday, under Santa Claus and the merry mess of Christmas, when Santa Claus is not a real person, but you want to relate that with Christ, the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, Hebrew Israelites, and this thing called the Constitution. Santa Claus is not real. And Jesus, you may say, is real, but Jesus and Santa Claus under Christmas, the merry mess, y'all will be stampeding under Black Friday, killing yourselves, trying to get the first new Gizit, Gazmo, and Widget. And then a few days after that, on the first of the year, of the first of the year, a new year with the same old atrocities, war crimes, genocide, cruel and usual punishment, crimes against humanity, there's the same old shit on the 1st of January. Y'all call it a new year. That's under the Masonic order of the patriarch under white power. This is why the Ethiopian Empire, Class Action 567, and the matriarch has won victory for the people. Because here's where you're lost. If you look at the most two evil, most engagements that hurts the families across this country, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, old, young, gay, straight alike, it is the war on drugs. The war on drugs has been 60 years old, and there are pharmaceutical specialists behind the door.
And Miguel, I know I gave you to the 43-minute mark of the show, but what does the People's Revolution, what
okay,
is your
let me finish my point. Let me finish my point.
These problems?
Okay, 11 million people.
11 million.
Mothers,
what's wrong
grandmothers,
with the other,
grandmothers, and
11
million people. 11 million people is the genesis of live and let live in one love under the matriarch to take us directly out of kill or be killed under the patriarch, because the war on drugs is not a war against the revolution like against England. The World War One, World War Two against Japan. Okay, I'll get
you. Yeah, I know, Mandela got those. So we get 11 million people together. So we get 11 million people together.
And the war,
America.
And the war against mechanized armies. Ideological violence is a war on drugs. There is no war on drugs. That is a state sponsored terrorism. And Joe,
are you a citizen of America?
And Joe, I want you to listen to John. State sponsored terrorism is real. State sponsored terrorism happened when the illegal alien European invaders came in. So the war on drugs can only be overturned by we the people.
Please leave
a
message for Sandar Manpreet after the tone.
As people of this country must
overturn
the war on drugs and then the war on terrorism. The war on terrorism is an ideological war, and all these men under the matriarch, they are not men of the matriarch. They are men
of
the patriarch and Masonic order. And they
all
are
right,
here
Mandela
to create
Khan.
Genocide.
All right, Mandela Khan.
Listen.
All right, the war
is
the matriarch.
Hey, Joe. You're allowing this no good bastard to interrupt me, asking me
are
questions.
Are you a citizen of America? You're not answering anything. You're
listen,
rambling on.
Hey,
are you
Joe,
a citizen of America,
Joe,
my man?
I'm telling you, the people, we're going to get 100 million people.
Time,
you're rambling on
Joe,
absolutely nothing.
Hey,
are
Joe,
you a citizen of America?
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to go through no shit.
Are
I need 30
rambling
seconds.
On about absolutely
listen,
nothing? Are you a
I'm
citizen gonna of America?
I'm going to say this. I don't know who that no good bastard is interrupting me, Joe
I'm
Gibson,
no good bastard,
but that's
my name
on your watch.
Are you a citizen of the country?
And you are allowing that to happen, Joe
Are you
Gibson?
A citizen of America right now?
Joe Gibson.
Can you not answer
fuck
a question?
Fuck that man who's asking me a question.
Can you
he
not
can't
answer
vet
a question?
Me.
Are you a,
he can't
are you a citizen of the country?
He can't question me,
Joe
Gibson. I need 30 more seconds to finish up my contract.
Very emotional.
I need 30 seconds, Joe Gibson, to finish up my
please leave a message for Sandar Manpreet. After the tone, please record your message.
I need 30
seconds.
Are you a citizen of
America? You sounds that no good bastard. Sounds that
right
of the sounds that monster, Joe Gibson. Sounds that no good bastard.
All right, Mandela Khan, you want 30 more
seconds
to address this no good bastard. Go ahead. Then let him address
you. Are
you
a citizen of America?
Okay.
If you can answer that, I'd love it.
I know that there's a plethora of women who's listening tonight, mothers. Push one if you never spoke, if you see your family being destroyed by these wicked, no good bastards who are trying to interfere with the total recall of Live and Let Live and One Love. I'm telling you, the war on drugs and the war on terrorism can only be reversed by we the people, by the people, for the people, of the people. That's why Class Action 567 is here. Oxide
are
of
you
here.
A citizen
it's
of
your
America.
Turn.
All right, Mandela Khan, I gotta mute you, Mandela Khan, you're not listening. Yeah, can you ask Mr. Mandela Khan a question, sir? And then maybe I'll unmute him and allow him to answer. Go ahead.
Yes,
can you ask him a question,
I've been asking him for like 30 minutes. Is he a citizen of America?
I know you have.
Rambling
go
on
ahead.
About
ask
absolutely
him a
nothing.
Direct question.
Yeah. Are you a citizen of America, Mr. Mandela Khan? Can you please give me a straight answer instead of rambling on about absolutely nothing, please?
Okay. All right, Mandela Khan, can you answer that question? Mandela Khan, can you answer that question?
Yes. I am the one and only chosen son of the international matriarch, and you don't have no right to
so are you a citizen of America
or interrogate me. Fuck
are
you.
He answered the question
too.
With a comment. All right, he answered the question with a comment. Okay.
Yeah.
He is a citizen of the United States of America.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, good to know. So why does he
know? No, I'm not.
All right,
Joe Gibson, don't you do that.
Let's get new callers.
Don't you do that.
New callers. Guys,
get out of here. Bye.
Guys. All right. Got, he answered the question. He is a citizen of the United States of America. He said yes.
No, I'm not a citizen of the United States of America. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're not a citizen of the United States of America. Okay. All
so
right.
Why are you
no,
talking shit about our country then if you ain't even
internationalism,
over there?
Internationalism. I'm a citizen of the
that's
international human family of Live and Let
that's
Live and One Love.
That's a cop-out.
Right,
I'm an international citizen.
Mandela Khan. All right, guys. Come on. Come on. All right, listen. All right, so you're not a citizen of the United States of America.
You don't know that no good bastard, Joe. Why are you allowing him to interrogate the
you're
vet and question
man.
Me?
You sound
fuck
like
him.
A woman when you speak.
Fuck
very
him.
Emotional.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
All right, guys.
Guys,
come on, man.
I got you, Mr. Gibson, my bad. I got you.
All right, listen. All right, let's take a new caller. Let's see. Maybe they can bring some reason to the show. 630. Go ahead. 630. Been waiting a couple minutes here. Go ahead. 630.
Shut up. I'll beat your goddamn brains out of your head. You understand that?
Tough guy.
Yep. Oh, wow.
All right.
There
you go.
The
thank you, 630. Let's go to 213. Yeah. 213. Go ahead. 213.
How you doing there, Mr. Joe Gibson? This is Cholo Khan. I'm really ashamed of Medelicon. He's a cop-out. We're all American citizens, Holmes. We were born here. We were born on the land of the red, white, and blue. How come he's copping out, eh? And he's acting like a woman, too, eh? He's acting like a girl, like a bitch, man. Like, why are you doing
he's
that?
He's me at this point.
Cholo Khan, I love you so much.
No need to call
Go ahead, Cholo Khan. Let him finish. Let Cholo Khan finish. Go ahead, Cholo Khan. It's your turn. Go ahead. Go.
Hey, come on, man. You know, were you born here? Were you born here in the USA or what? If you were born
my name
here,
is Ampola Makolo Matudia Saba Diva Yoba. Shaka Zulu in America. I'm a Zulu. Now, don't question me, Cholo Khan.
Shaka Bangang. My name is Shaka Bangang, too. That is my name. All right, anyway. All right, guys.
Whoa.
Listen. We're not getting anywhere here tonight. We're not getting anywhere. We're not getting anywhere. We're
that's
not getting anywhere.
That's your usual suspect, Joe. You allowing your usual suspect.
Let me mute that caller. I don't see your plethora of women, Mandelicon. Where is a woman's voice here tonight?
He is all the
women.
Hold on with your usual suspect. Let me do a commercial right now. You
right,
and
where
I both know.
Are the women of the matriarch?
Listen.
Where
okay,
are the
Joe,
women and grandmothers of the
on,
matriarch?
Joe. Hold on,
that's
Joe.
All.
Hold
America
on, Joe.
Would be
hold
a
on,
greater
Joe.
Place if women
okay,
ran
hey, Joe. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Joe.
All right,
after
I'm
3 years,
okay,
there's
well,
not. Hold on, Joe. Okay, Joe.
Where are the women out there? The women.
Hey, Joe.
Yep.
Hey, Joe. Hold on for a minute. Hold
all
on.
Right, I'm hanging
after
on.
After 3 years,
I'm hanging on.
You know that you have been putting forth the new world order, the Constitution, and the Bible. There's not a goddamn woman that backs up what you say. With Peter Ventura and Dr. Leroy, there's not a goddamn woman that backs up what you say. I know they're listening, and I know that no good bastard that you allow them to interrupt me and vet me. Fuck him.
You sound like
okay.
A woman, my man.
New callers, I'm walking in my cell phone right now.
Tell me they're going to beat my brains out and kill me.
Yeah,
so,
he's a very emotional
anyway,
man right
very
now.
Very powerful show. Mandelicon, all right. Where are the women out there, the grandmothers of the matriarch, the grandmothers and daughters who say they're going to set all this straight? We need the women out there who are going to cure all our problems, the grandmothers
hey,
out there.
Okay, hey, Joe.
Well,
and
where
all
are the
men.
Women at, Mandelicon? Where are they?
I mentioned the war on terrorism, the war on drugs, and now y'all gonna make me the boogeyman, the bad
well,
guy.
Well, maybe we got
you
the
have
women,
your
the war on drugs.
You will have
maybe
your motherfucking costume on. You will have
my
your Batman costume on in a few days. Every one of you men.
All right, Mandelicon, calm down for a second. We can't yell at over each other. Let me take some new callers. 213. Go ahead, 213. Are you a woman, matriarch? Are you a matriarch member?
Hell no.
All right, you're not a member of the matriarch. I'm looking for matriarch members. I'm looking for matriarch, daughters of the matriarch, who that don't want the one love or kill or be killed. I'm looking for matriarch members.
You're
trying
to
stumble
off and you're trying to divide because all you men are religious fanatics. You Hebrew Israelites,
you're
a woman. Muslim Baptist,
you're a woman.
Plethora?
And
where
you're
is
a woman, Mandelicon.
Of
course, you're a woman.
Mandelicon.
He is.
I hate gang members. And y'all can't beat me. I will make every one of you men swallow your goddamn
you
phone.
Like
y'all
you
gang
like
members.
All right, Mandelicon. All right, Mandelicon. All right. Listen, guys, listen. We've gotten so far away from the topic of the show here. Let's
because
go
he's
to,
very emotional.
Let's,
it,
see.
It, it, it,
let's
it
go to 925. 925.
Oh.
Hello, 925. Are you a daughter of the matriarch? Hello, 925.
I am actually. I'm the chosen daughter of
the
matriarch.
Oh, we finally
yes,
got somebody.
Right.
Thank you. Finally. Goodness gracious. Wow, it's been a crazy
Joe,
show. But go ahead, 925. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I'm saying wrong. I said James. But, John, how are you as the moderator on the show? Thank you, Joe, for always having me on. And all that's listening on the platform here, understanding the times in which we live in today, I am Akshita Veda. And at this present moment, I'm calling out of Oakland, California. And so I just want to join in on
the Veda, what the hell are you doing traveling out to California every couple months? What the hell is going on here? Well, you and I need to talk. What the hell are you doing traveling out to California?
Well, fresh beginnings in new places where there's liberal thinking and there's a lot more freedom to move about and be who you are. It's a good place to be. So I just wanted to say, in addition to the conversation, you know, we always get on this topic about the patriarch and the matriarch and the difference between it. We always assume that when we say rise of the matriarch, of course, the total recall of the Ethiopian matriarch in class action 567, which is the matriarch, which is the people, we assume that the matriarch means that women are going to be above men and rule over men, but that has nothing to do with it at all. That's just saying that we are all equal and we should get into the mind of the egalitarian mindset, which are principles that all people are equal and deserve equal rights and opportunities. And so this is what this is the basis of the matriarch, is the fact that it's not about one gender over another gender. Gender really has nothing to do with it, because we are all humanly equal, as we are all here on this planet in an experience, and that goes way deep. But the point is that we as people have been brainwashed through programming, through many forms of programming, school, religion, politics, society, community, whatever neighborhood you come from, whatever part of the world you come from, you have been, your mindset has been programmed to whatever that area is into. But anyway, we got to wake up at this point and realize that we must deprogram to reprogram. And what that all means is that we need to forget about race. We're talking about race as if, you know, if we don't pull back our skin, we ain't going to see the same thing. Meat and skeleton and organs, which should all resemble the same thing, which have the same functions. The only thing that's different is the outer layer of who we are, which is our vehicle, our shell. So that's like saying I don't like people that drive Honda Accords because I like Toyota Camry. Get what I'm saying? I don't like you because your car is red and my car is blue. That's stupid. But this is the mindset that we have been programmed to be set on. You know, so there's only one race, and Jane Elliott came on your show and she said it best. You know, there's only one race, the human race. We can look at it from so many different perspectives.
Well, actually, Archivada, you're absolutely correct. Jane Elliott did come on my show a few shows ago, actually. She did say a lot of great things, but I do disagree with her at the core of what she had to say. But I do agree a lot of what she did have to say.
That's what we need to get to the point of, is where we can agree to disagree. We're not all going to agree 100% on the same thing.
No, we never will. You're absolutely correct. You and I, actually would probably get a knockdown, drag-out argument if we had a really civil discussion. But the fact of the matter is, we need to realize that we are all part of what? One human race. That we have to get together and try to understand the times in which we live in, and then I think you and I would agree, right?
Right. If you look at it like if a pie, you have to slice the pie for multiple people to get a slice of the pie. It, when you look at it, it's all individual slices, but it's all contained into one pie. So many people can have a piece of the pie, and that's the point we're trying to get to, is we're missing pieces to make the pie a whole thing.
Archiveda, I think the gentleman on the phone line wants to ask you a question, so hopefully he'll ask a very polite question, and we can have a civil discussion here. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't mean no ill will at all when I ask these things. I just really want to understand. So, as a matter of fact, it's like a two-part question. So, before you, like, you know, say whatever you say, just kind of hear me out with both parts real quick before you respond, if you don't mind. Like, so my first part would be is that what Jane Elliott does, if a black person did the same thing that she do, except they speak for white people, they call them Uncle Toms and Coons and all these things. So my first part of the question is, why don't white people call Jane Elliott a sellout for her race, because she do not like white folks at all, or at least she came from that. So my second part of the question would be is, what state is Ethiopia in, and why do everybody that's on tonight's line think that Ethiopia is so sacred or whatever, but it's not good at all, but they come over here and try to deter us from what we believe in as a country, you dig, and they try to bring Ethiopia over here when Ethiopia is not good at all to live in. So I don't understand. If somebody could answer those two questions, I would love to hear an answer.
Okay, let's let the female answer the question.
No, Joe, don't call me a female.
Woman.
You know
woman, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know my name. So we ain't even going to act like strangers. But, okay, so Jane Elliott, in her training in diversity, if a black person was to do the same type of training, it probably would be negatively looked upon. But I can't speak to that, because that's not what I'm doing.
Weak, right.
But the, No.
Yeah, they're scared to stand up for being
Jane
called racist.
Jane spoke on the show. I can't speak for Jane. But what I will say,
right, Archibald. You can't speak for Jane. You're absolutely right.
Right.
This is a question for Jane.
You're just interpreting
what you heard her say. So let's just get that clear.
Black people do the same thing
that
she does, but they do it for white people, and they call themselves out to Coons and Uncle Toms. So I don't understand.
Well, we all come from, and she doesn't call them out of their names. If you just watch her
she
training,
but she's a very evil woman. She's a very racist woman.
No,
I don't know why nobody's speaking out against
evil
her.
Evil or racist, but I don't know. I didn't.
So what do you think about Jesse Lee Peterson?
This whole conversation,
even
talk about Jane. The fact of the matter is, Jane spoke on one human race, whether we're black, white, or whatever, and that was the whole point.
No, she's very racist against whites. That's not true.
I can't go any further into that conversation or discussion because I'm not.
So you don't believe that Jane Elliott is racist against whites?
So your second question was the Ethiopia. What state is Ethiopia in?
Right.
And we're speaking of the total recall of the Ethiopian matriarch, which is the old world.
Is Ethiopia a good country to go to?
I'm not talking about the established country in 1956.
Well, I've heard Ethiopia multiple times on the line tonight. I'm just trying to figure out what that's about.
We're talking about the origin of who we are and where we are. And until you get into that understanding, there's no point in me going deeper than that point with you. But the point of the matter is,
so why do I hear Ethiopia so much on the line tonight? What are they talking about?
That's what we're trying to tell you if you just stand by and take a listen for a moment. Just stand by and continue to listen and listen to the show based on your observation.
Like, what do y'all mean when y'all mention Ethiopia so much?
Well, right.
Let's explain that to you. So, as I was
saying. So, what do you mean when y'all mention Ethiopia so much like it's a great place to be at? I don't understand.
Like I just said, I'm not speaking of the established country in 1956.
So what are you speaking of when you say Ethiopia? What are you talking about?
Go do your research, and then you come back to me.
No, ma'am, you're the expert.
Question.
I'm asking you because I don't know. You're the expert. I'm asking, what do you mean when you mention Ethiopia? What do you exactly refer to?
I never call myself an expert. But
you said
like
something about Ethiopia when you first called in. I'm trying to figure out what you meant.
I was interrupted in the midst of what I was speaking on. And this person is trying to deflect my orientation, which I will not allow
you. You mentioned Ethiopia when you called in. That's why I'm trying to figure out what you meant by that. You mentioned it when you called in. What do you mean by that?
You didn't receive the answer.
You didn't get an answer.
Who is this interrogator? Joe Gibson. Who is this interrogator? And what city is he in? Joe Gibson. Who is this interrogator? What is his name? And what city is he in? Who is this interrogator? Joe Gibson. Who is this interrogator? Joe Gibson. Who is this interrogator? And what city is he in? Joe Gibson. Who is this interrogator? And what city is he in? Joe Gibson.
You know you're a woman,
who
right?
is this interrogator? And what city
you know
is
you're
he
a
in?
Woman, my man?
Who
you know
is this female? Interrogator? Joe Gibson. Joe Gibson.
My
understand
name is
the size
Jay,
of what
you are
living.
A woman, sir.
Who is this
you're
interrogator? And what
you're
city is he in?
Guy.
What is his
I'm in
name?
Georgia. You want to come
and what city
I'm in
is
Georgia.
He in?
Georgia,
Joe Gibson.
I'm in Georgia.
What's
my
your
name?
Name? What's your name?
My name,
what's
my
your
name
is
Jay. Come find me down. Come on down here. You're
hold
woman.
On. Hold
I'm
on.
Not dealing with people
what's
like you.
Your name? What's your name and what city
you
are you
times.
In?
You ain't listening because you're emotional. I just told you three times.
I'll be
stop
required.
Angry and listen
stand
when
so. I'm an all IP right, section. Right,
you
I'm very slow.
What's
his name and what
care.
City is he in? What's his name?
He's trying to
interrogate
you. Mandelicon.
He ain't no
stranger.
He's a woman. I ain't worried about
you. But we can't talk over each other.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm explain
lady,
who he
the
is.
Interrupted with his emotional state.
All right, Mandelicon, I got to mute you because you're talking over him. I got to mute you. Go ahead, sir.
She was going to answer
answer
my question.
He's saying
yes.
What
the lady
is your
was going to answer my question.
Where are you calling
this
from?
Yeah, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Georgia. The lady was trying to give me an answer, but he interrupted. I'm sorry?
I was done answering your questions. I'm ready to move on.
Well, I didn't get an answer, though.
Come on here to say.
I didn't
I don't
get
have
answer.
An answer for you at this time. You're going to have to go
you don't
to
have
your
an
own
answer?
Research at this point.
You don't
no,
have an answer
you
on why you mentioned Ethiopia when you first called in?
I said why I mentioned Ethiopia because you don't
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry about that. I really didn't hear when you said
okay,
that.
Okay, well, that's your fault. I already spoke of
so you
it.
You can't explain
so
it again to me?
Go back to the archives and it'll give you a reason to play the show back so you can hear
you can't,
it.
You can't explain
back.
It again to me real quick?
So as I was saying, no. We are here
you
to
can't
play
do that.
Balance.
What are you doing right now? You can't explain it to me again because I didn't hear you the first time.
Feminine energy to be
yeah. I didn't hear you the first time.
Natural being, and we must remember who we are. So,
I agree
like
with
I
that.
Was saying, we are here to establish a new government body based on live and let
no,
live
we don't
and
need
one
government.
Love as we
that's
elevate.
We don't need government.
As we elevate
out
the systems of injustice. So, basically, it's the systems of injustice that's got the whole world in a upside down.
What injustice do you mean?
We don't know what we're talking about. Who are you? Have
my
you
name is Jay. I'm from Georgia.
So
my name is Jay. I'm calling from Georgia. But I'm saying like, what do you mean by
who,
injustice?
And you following from
you
where?
Said it. I'm just asking you questions about what you said. I'm from Jay from Georgia.
But you ain't even allowing me to talk because you're asking me questions
that's
in the
because
midst
you're
of
rambling
me.
On. You're not answering questions. You're rambling.
What I was saying.
You're rambling on and
not
answering the question.
You sound like you're rambling,
what
but
injustice
I thank
you,
Joe, for
could
allowing
you that?
This agent to come on
could
here
you answer what
and call
injustice you're talking about,
me and don't even know anything yep. about me.
Could you answer what
good.
Injustice you're talking
like
about,
I
please?
We are.
Could you
I'm talking
that?
About the injustice system that we all are facing in this world today, in society, wherever we are, no matter
what does
we
that
look
mean?
Like. No matter who we believe in, no matter what we believe in, that we are
right,
all faced
but,
by
what does that
a
mean,
elite number of people who are in charge of different things such as the Federal Reserve Bank
they?
And all these different things that got
they?
Us believing in money. If you want to know
they?
Who they are in detail, you go research and ask Google.
But you're the one
like
talking about it. I'm just asking questions. You're so passionate about it. I'm just
no,
asking you questions
asking
about the statements
you're
making.
You asking me to go deeper than what I was really trying to go. And you asking
exactly
me questions
because
you
can't
that you
go
need to be
deeper because it's not real.
I
no,
think
because
I think,
so what's
hang
their names
on,
and where are they at? Can we identify them?
Hang on. Both callers. Archibeda, hang on. I think actually this caller actually may actually get along with you in a way if you two would just,
but,
both of you. I'm going to say this now. Hang on, I think you may get mad at me. I think you two may come to some common ground here. Because
yeah,
I believe he's got a lot of questions.
But today, that just didn't happen, and that's okay, because we got tomorrow.
So you can't answer questions tonight? What is that?
You don't know the fuck you're talking
about. I don't, first of all, I don't remember coming on and engaging in an interview with
so
you, sir.
So you can't answer questions because I'm talking to you?
The show ain't about you.
I know, but you answer a question when I ask it.
The information is not limited.
That don't make any
and
sense.
The information is not limited.
So you have an
the
agenda, right?
The information is not limited to your questions this evening. Because
I just
want to
know, but you can't answer.
You're
getting angry right now.
Could
you calm down, please?
I'm not angry.
Could you calm down so we can talk?
Oh, you calm. How the hell are you going to tell me to calm down?
You're getting very angry right now.
We're
not having a dialogue. You're
right,
getting too emotional.
Both of you. Hang on. Both of you. Hang on. Time out. Time out. Time out. Everybody, please. All right. You know I did a shorter show here tonight. Hang on. Hang on. Arceveda, hang on. I'm going to give you some closing thoughts here. You're going to be first, actually. Everyone, I'm going to go down the line here to everybody that's on the line here. And I'm going
to
give everyone – hang on, please. You know we did a little shorter show here tonight. I'm going to give everyone some closing thoughts, even 506 that just called in. Everyone's going to get some closing thoughts. But you, Arceveda – I want you to give two or three. I'm going to give everyone, I can do everyone 3 minutes as it stands right now. 3 minutes. Arceveda, go ahead. Don't interrupt her. Nobody interrupt her, please. Go ahead, Arceveda. Closing thoughts. Speak what's on your mind, please.
I appreciate that. hello to Reginald on the line. But all that, I don't know where that came from, and that's all good. But what I want to come on and what I'm always speaking on is unity and organization. And what's happening with the people is where my interest lies. It has nothing to do with geography. It has nothing to do with leading towards understanding what you don't understand or what you didn't choose to spend your time researching. I've done study, I've done my work, and I can speak the way I speak because I can prove whatever I'm saying because I have studied whatever I'm saying. The point of the matter is that we must all come together and get out of our mind of separation, out of our mind of division. So we're picking apart everything, dissecting everything, but we're not dissecting the right things. We're not dissecting how we're eating wrong, and our mind it can't even get with the fact that we need to think better and we need to do better for ourselves, and the only way we can do better for ourselves is if we get our minds right. The only way we can realize that we ain't got our minds right is if we start putting the right things into our body, as in what we listen to, what we read, watch, what we are speaking. We must continue to speak life and continue to uplift one another, not try to tear one another down. And this is where we're going to grow, is when we begin to build each other up and uplift one another. I speak for the upliftment of women, for the uprising of us as a people, not just because we're all part of the melanated family, because there's people of so many different races and culture who are experiencing the same things that I'm experiencing or have experienced. So I know that these social injustices that we face are not limited to your race. But what we can do is begin to see that we are all the same. And if we come together, we can build together and we can grow and we can go so much further together than we can apart. I often use the analogy that you can't sweep a floor with one straw. But if you band
right,
those straws together
Arceveda,
and allow
real quick,
God to do the broomstick and guide us, we can clean up a lot of mess and we can continue to build and develop communities.
Arceveda, all right, thank you so much for that closing thoughts. But real quick here, I'm going to try something here real quick. Everyone will get their time here to wrap up the show here, but I real quick, I need to call this number here if everyone don't mind.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
We may not get a hold of
it. This is Zombie Brigade, and you're listening. Go to the ICR Discord. We'll continue the chat from there, and I will be listening to stuff. So with that being said, with that being said, I'm going to set up a couple things really quick because I'm just going to run some quick music.
I believe we have Joseph Gibson on hold right now.
Is that correct? Oh, Dr. Ventura.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, someone needs to bring on Joseph Gibson. He just called in.
Okay, I don't have access to the... Wait, is he live right now? Is he stuck in the fucking show live?
Yes, he is. He's actually trying to call the Tony
Talk. Oh, Christ. Joey, baby! How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Is this the Tony Talk
show?
Is this the Tony Gaga nonsense show?
All that noise.
Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, what can I do for you guys? You guys have been contacting my blog talk show here tonight. Thank you for tuning in, though, and listening
Joseph
to me.
Joseph Gibson, this is
what
Dr.
Can I do
Peter
for
Ventura,
you?
And we're calling to congratulate you on the Dick Slick Award that you won.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, very well deserved. You are an expert in the relationship.
All right, everybody. That was the Tony Gaga show. I just tried calling in there live to get on there, and they wanted to spew nonsense. But anyway, all right, MandelaCon, go ahead. Continue on with my show here. Let's bring MandelaCon on, and we're simultaneous with three other blog talk shows here tonight. So, MandelaCon, go ahead. The floor is yours for a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Very good. In my closing comments, we are at the right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. There's nothing new under the sun. Under the matriarch and the Ethiopian Empire under Class Action 567. Class Action 567 is the matriarch. The total recall of the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers of the stolen legacy. It's not about black versus white. It's about wrong versus right. And I'll tell you what. Joe, I need you to get control of your lines before I speak. Go, Joe. Get control of your lines.
Oh, stop talking on the radio, nigga.
Are you a faggot? Are you a Jew?
Jagging off.
No. Call me back. 657-383-0616. Thank you.
Joe Gibson.
Ain't nothing but a
Joe
mind, and you don't have respect for your no women or nobody
Joe
else.
Joe Gibson.
Probably never been to Ethiopia. Ain't going to Ethiopia. He ain't
understanding
no
the sign of the times in which we live in today, Joe Gibson.
I bet he'll miss that check on the first and the third. Like talking about the government.
Joe Gibson, understanding the sign of the times in which we live in today. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, brother. I'm here. I'm on the line. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. When do I get my closing comments? Because I heard a lot of feedback.
Well, I thought you were giving them already.
No. There was a plethora of people interfering with the affairs of the matriarch, and you know it.
All right. Well, then I'll tell you what. You take 2 minutes and get your closing thoughts right now. How's that sound? I'm getting bombarded, MandelaCon, with other blog talk radio shows right now in my studio. But right now we got a clear line. So go ahead, give your closing thoughts. Go ahead.
About Ethiopia, you don't know what happened to Ethiopia, and it don't make no sense. You keep bringing Ethiopia up on the radio show. And you ain't doing nothing for the people over. You ain't saying nobody from Ethiopia. You ain't been to Ethiopia. You need to get somewhere and stick your head
Joe down. Gibson, may I ask you, since you are the producer and you are allowing this antagonist to protrude on your subject matter, who is that you are allowing to interrupt me in my closing comments, Joe Gibson?
This those weirdos that call the internet, they go, man, they're weird. They messing with his line tonight, bro. I don't know what's going on with them guys.
Well, never mind. Joe Gibson. Why he keep
May I give my closing comments on behalf of the matriarch, Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, well, tonight's been a crazy show, Mandelicon. I got people tying into the radio show here tonight. They've been queuing in here. I've got a lot of crazy nonsense going on.
You can't mute them. You can't mute them for my 2 minutes.
I'm trying,
closing.
Mandelicon. I really am trying. I'm getting 1,000 messages. I'm getting calls on my cell phone. Let's try a private caller here. Private caller. Go ahead. And you can hear my cell phone here ringing in the background.
Hi. Hi, this is Amy.
Is this
Amy
another daughter
from
the matriarch?
Dude, I heard the
this
man
is
call
Amy.
My... I'll be saying
yes, hello.
I'll be saying
hi,
what type of
me.
Old lady. She's about to eat it over.
I hear that woman, but she can't speak because this demon is interrupting.
Yeah, so me.
I've got over 200 callers calling in here tonight. Private caller, do you have something you want to add here tonight? Because I'm going to shut down the studio and let Mandelicon speak. Please.
Yes, hi. This is Amy from St. Mary's, Georgia. I see the race baiters from the Al Sharpton clan are on again.
Jesus.
Yeah,
these are definitely... confirm matriarch broad, never listening to anyone, only talking. Get rid of them.
Yep. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your opinion here. Waiting on hold, Mr. Private Caller or Mrs. Private Caller. You must be from the LBGTQ22QQ community. I don't know. But I say thank you. And you know what? You are a part of our society, but you are a wasteful part of our society. And we will do some cleansing here, hopefully in the future, once the Republic is restored. So good night, ma'am. All right. There we go. All right. Mandelicon, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Let me give some crystal clear clarity for everyone to remember what they forgot or what they don't want to recognize. Ethiopia in Class Action 567 speaks directly to the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. And on the continent of Africa, in those 54 nations, that does not represent the holistic healing for the mind, body, and soul of Ethiopia. The United States of
Welcome
America,
to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Represent the Ethiopian Empire. Now, having said that, let me get into live and let live in one love. I'm telling you that there's only not black blood or white blood in the human family. It's red blood. All of us have red blood. And when it comes to water, it's not black water or white water. It's crystal clear water, transparency water. When it comes to the sustenance of Mother Earth, that comes to the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. And when you look at the United States of America or the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean, if you don't do your research and realize that Ethiopia... this is the United States of America, which is West Africa, Ethiopia, according to the seven continents. Now, let me just put this as it relates to the drug war and the war on terrorism. The drug war and the war on terrorism is
Welcome.
A war created by men. All men created the war on drugs and the war on terrorism because they don't want the women, mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers to be the proper administration and authority to reappropriate and reallocate the commodities, the resources. Mother Earth produces all human commodities freely, 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 freely. It's because of the men, black and white, under the Masonic order of the patriarch, that they want to control Mother Earth's precious resources. That is why Ethiopia and Class Action 567 speaks to every black, brown, red, yellow, and white woman, no matter what their families are going through. So the children, the old folks, and the men who realize that kill or be killed under the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue you have lost under the eagle. It's our time now. There will be no more way. And we are organizing the people in place on social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Block Talk Radio, to where everybody is organizing in place. And when we get their cumulative numbers, we can abolish what we see, and the tyrants will be destroyed without firing a shot as we bring in the Ethiopian matriarch, live and let live in one love, and every human being deserves all of the commodities as we evolve with growth and development for elevation and ascension under the Creator.
All right,
Mandelicon,
I gave you some closing thoughts here.
Yes,
I gave you some closing thoughts.
When the next program? When the next program, Joe
Gibson?
When the next program? When the next program, Joe Gibson? When the next program?
I don't know. I don't know. Most likely it'll be probably Friday night, but I'll let you know privately on Facebook. But I don't want to announce it right now because all these trolls are attacking us. Tony Gaga's attacking us. Dr. Pat Holliday, all these other blog talk radio shows. They're trying to shut us down, obviously. Let's move on here. 506, you want some closing thoughts to the podcast? 506, go ahead. 506.
Hello.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. No. Not him. Oh, boy. Go ahead, Mr. Hello.
First of all, I want you to say that I am listening double, for I hear another someone named...
Is Tony Gaga doing a show tonight, by the way?
It is Son of a J-Bone or Son of a J.
Yeah, are you doing a show also, Understanding My Toilet? That was your show you said you were going to create, Understanding My Toilet, right?
My son.
Mr. Joe, are these the same people that was on the other show with us, bro? Are these the same people?
Yeah, he was the same guy.
Oh,
the same
my
guy.
God.
He's
weird as hell,
man. Richard
Why
Sanchez.
You like that?
Yep. He's the same guy.
That's
Mr. Hello.
They really are trolls, man.
Today.
Damn.
I'm being on leader.
Oh, boy. All right, shut up. Shut up. Shut up, will you? Oh, boy. Oh, my Lord. I'll tell you what a crazy show here on Sunday night. Wow, we had them all call in here tonight. But I'll tell you what, we did bring up some great, interesting topics and discussions, but I'm going to tell you right now, in the future shows, we're going to have Dr. Peter Ventura and a couple other pastors from around the country, and we're going to explain this. John Zahn, he booked on us. He took off. He usually does that. I don't know why. I don't know what. Why he needs to get a better Walmart phone. I don't know what the hell his problem is, but he calls in and then he disappears. Says he's got a problem with his phone. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm gonna have to contact him and find out what's going on. At least Mandelicon is still here, and we got to wrap up the show here. But I want to say good night to everybody. God bless. Take care. And we will continue on with understanding the times in which you live in today, and surely, if you were listening to tonight's show, you sure as hell would not understand anything that's going on in society today, because this is a perfect example of how sick our society really is. We really need to talk to each other, and I offer that platform here on Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today. Good night, everybody. Take care. Yeah.